Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Mariposa County is considered by many to be the main gateway to one of America's greatest national treasures, Yosemite National Park. But it's more than just a gateway. This rural county along the western foothills of the Sierra is home to more than 17,000 people with deep roots in California history. And although it has no incorporated cities or stoplights, its people are united by a strong sense of community, which has been put to the test again with both the Washburn and Oak fires. The Washburn fire is largely contained, and firefighters are beginning to gain the upper hand against the Oak fire, which is 39% contained at more than 19,000 acres. But as more progress is being made, the extent of the destruction and impact on its residents is being realized. As of this morning, the Oak fire has destroyed at least 77 homes, and nearly 700 more remain threatened. We're going to learn more about what efforts are being made to assist those who are being impacted and how people in the region can help. Joining us now is Dahlin Kimball, Mariposa County's administrative officer, and Elizabeth Darcy, a spokesperson for the county's Health and Human Services Department. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
I want to start off with the local paper. The headline in yesterday's Mariposa Gazette, which is the community's weekly newspaper, it stated in part that the Oak Fire has not only changed the physical landscape of Mariposa County, but also the mental state of so many people who've been impacted. And that's really what we're focusing on this morning. Can you just share with us how those who call Mariposa County home are doing? Dahlin?
Yeah, thank you again for having us on. You know, folks in Mariposa are resilient people. We come up into the mountains on purpose, many for generations. And we've had a lot of experience with disasters. I want to say this is probably our 16th or 17th local emergency in the last about 6 years. We've had major floods and fires. We've had all kinds of other tree mortality and other disasters. And one of the best parts about Mariposa is our ability to help each other, to pitch in for our neighbors, to all, you know, gather around whoever needs help and help each other. It's a little piece of Americana, I think, left in that way. And so I think as a community, of course, it's hard. When we go through these disasters and when we see people we know and people that we love who are struggling, and there will have to be for some folks some hard decisions if they've lost a home or those kinds of things. But as a community, this is something that's not unfamiliar for us, and we're a resilient group here, and we're ready to get to work and help each other out. And, you know, we get the chainsaws out and we get folks here and we surround the people and we support them however we can.
Yeah, I've been to Mariposa County both as a tourist and also when covering the Detweiler fire. And regardless if it's an emergency or just, you know, a normal week, you really get a sense of the small town feel and how tight the community is in Mariposa County. Elizabeth, you were actually enjoying a day off in Yosemite last Friday when the fire started, the Oak Fire. Can you just share with us your experience from that day, enjoying a day off and then having to then pivot and help your family evacuate?
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy day. I have been working a lot of the COVID response and so have been intentionally trying to take time for myself. And I had a scheduled day in the high country of Yosemite National Park with my family on Friday. I did let the team know I'd be out of cell range and so did get some backups in place. But it was as we were leaving that I saw the smoke plume and realized that either the Washburn fire had kicked up or we were facing another fire. So we did our best to hurry home, although we were hours away and had to take some back roads due to road closures. I did make it home in time. My sister had started evacuating my stuff. I was able to go home and finish evacuating, get both the dog and the cat, and went to my parents' house, logged on to our emergency response meeting, and was there for about an hour before I got the heads up that my parents' house was being evacuated next. So we packed up and headed into town where my aunt lives and stayed with her for multiple days. We had another aunt that ended up coming in at one point to stay for one night. But I am very, very thankful that Tuesday evening I was able to go home. My parents were able to go home. We are all at home now. I still do not have power, but at least my home is safe. My pets are safe and my family is safe.
Elizabeth, you grew up in Mariposa. You've called it home for nearly 30 years. What makes it so special?
There's a lot that makes Mariposa special. I think one of the greatest things that I've learned in my almost 33 years here is you have a sense of community, and you have the grander community, but even more than that, you have different bubbles within the community. So whether it's your work community, your friends, maybe organizations that you volunteer for. So we all have these smaller little bubbles, but because it's such a small town, they're all connected. So the number of texts that my friends sent to me as soon as they saw the evacuation notice, I had people volunteering equipment, skid steers to help protect my property. My sister got multiple text messages as soon as her evacuation was notified. You just realize how connected you are to really everyone in the community. And like Dallin said, we really circle around those in need and help to lift them up.
Earlier this year, touching upon what you just captured, the town of Mariposa was voted number 2 in USA Today's For Their Readers Best Small Town Cultural Scene. And Dallin touched upon this. I mean, there have been nearly a dozen proclaimed emergencies within Mariposa County. Can you share with us some more examples, Elizabeth, about just the strong community bond that you've seen, you know, during the Oak Fire, you know, almost a week in?
Yeah, of course, the county is working hard to coordinate support, but it can sometimes be challenging to pull it all together. And there have already been so many grassroots efforts in our community. Recently, a local coffee company shared on social media that someone had came in and just paid $500 and said, you know, I'm covering the next $500 worth of food and coffee for evacuees. So that was one that went out. We also have a local acupuncturist who has been putting out to the community any availability she has to help with stress. But in addition to that, she put together a Google document of all of the donations and GoFundMes. She's vetting all of those to make sure they're valid and then putting that out to the community. Another local bar is looking to plan a relief concert, and they're raising money for a fundraiser there. Fitness studios have been offering free yoga sessions or meditation sessions. It's really incredible to see the way the community has come together to instantly start offering support to those in need, both in physical need, but also just kind of that mental support and mental health.
Yeah, that's so important. Dallin, you work for the county, as does Elizabeth. So obviously helping people in your community is a passion of yours and important to you. In what ways has the community stepped up and helped you?
I think there's a lot of ways. I think, one of the things looking around our community and seeing the, again, as Elizabeth said, the way we come together, seeing, you know, our library right now, when they saw the number of evacuees, they put together a bunch of activities, and they put up a lot of it with some cathartic intent that, I really appreciated, because my family, even though we're not evacuated, my kids are still concerned. My kids are still on edge a little bit about the fire, and I appreciate they have a place to go where they can do some activities that are beneficial for them. I think as a professional, going through so many disasters, as I mentioned, we've had to learn to have the human element in all of our decisions. We've had to learn, we can't really compartmentalize our personal and professional lives as much as maybe we sometimes think. And so we have to be mindful, we have to be able to give employees time to cope and give our team time to deal with whatever challenges we're dealing with. And I think that human element in particular has really helped in our county team to bring us all together and help us to be passionate about serving the public, because we know that people care about us too.
And it isn't just wildfires or other natural disasters or emergencies. I mean, the county, just like most places in the state and country, have faced relentless obstacles. Tourism is the county's main economic engine, with nearly 4 million people understandably visiting Yosemite National Park. How has the county been doing in the past 2 years and counting, Dolan?
Yeah, you know, tourism is such a big deal for us. We collect more, about four times more in tourism occupancy taxes than we do in property taxes. It's really what we rely on for supporting our sheriff's office and all of the functions of roads and public works and all of these kinds of things that we do. And, you know, when COVID hit and the park closed, that was a really big, that was an enormous hit for us. I want to say it was just over half of the portion of our budget that we actually have discretion over was gone right away when the park closed. We've been bouncing back. We've been coming back quickly. People are excited to get back to Yosemite, and we understand that completely. But, you know, again, when you have a fire or a disaster and it affects tourism, it just makes that really volatile. And we'll have to see how we come through this one. I haven't seen any real numbers yet, but you know, we'll have to be figuring out a way to make it through.
Elizabeth, finally, what's your message to the community?
I think the first message is just thank you. It may be the experience with past emergencies, or it may just be the community feel, but people are really focused on working together and helping each other out, and that makes all the difference. And the second part is just please, please reach out if you need support, if you need anything. We have our 209-966-2000 phone number at Health and Human Services. We can get people connected to. And we just really want to make sure that anyone who needs any kind of support reaches out. We will get you connected to whatever it is you need.
Elizabeth and Dolan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Darcy is a spokesperson for the county's Health and Human Services Department, and Dolan Kimball is Mariposa County's administrative officer. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.